Czechs consume a vast amount of cookies during Christmas holidays. Typical Czech households start baking them at the beginning of the festive season so that they can stock up on them well ahead of the main holiday. Some of the cookies are for consumption, others are intended mainly as decorations for the Christmas tree. Vít Bohanka visited a Pardubice bakery to find out more about the latter.
Most of you have probably heard some version of the story of the gingerbread man. This fairy tale about a cookie that comes alive, runs away from an elderly couple, outruns a few farm workers only to be finally eaten by a fox, probably originated in Northern Europe. It became popular after it was recorded in several languages in the 19th century. It proves that gingerbread dough was known across Europe for centuries, and the region of today's Czechia was no exception. However, in one Czech city, the tradition of baking gingerbread sweets took a deep root. Pardubice, with a population of nearly 100,000, lies on the Elbe River about 60 miles or 100 kilometers east of Prague. Petr Novotný runs a family business that has been baking gingerbread for generations.
Tak tady máme expedici, tady se ty výrobky vlastně balej, označujou, vážej.
Now, gingerbread sweets are like no other Czech Christmas cookie. They are made not so much to please our taste buds as our eyes.
Já bych řekl, že cukroví je spíš jiný odvětví. My se specializujeme vyloženě na ty perníky.
I would say that Christmas cookies, as we know them in the Czech Republic, are a completely different branch of baking. We specialize only in the sort of painted gingerbread that is used mainly for decoration of Christmas trees.
Notnou dávku tvoří perníčky pro firmy jako dárkové předměty.
The biggest part of our production is sold to companies who then hand it out as gifts. We're quite proud that we have customers among some big firms and institutions in our country. They often send it out as luxury but small Christmas presents to their partners, for example, in the United States or Luxembourg. I have to say, that makes us proud.
But the connection between Pardubice gingerbread and Christmas is very strong. So Petr Novotný has to plan carefully in order to be able to satisfy demand at this time of year.
Jsme menší manufaktura, to znamená, že máme nějakých 10-12 zaměstnanců celoročně a z brigády.
We have a small business and normally have about 10 to 12 employees. However, before Christmas, we need some extra help, so we hire temporary workers. Our production goes steeply up in the last quarter of the year, so we have to pay a lot of overtime. I would estimate that the volume of our output increases to 400% compared to other seasons. Luckily, if you produce more, everything becomes more efficient. The batches that we bake are larger, the productivity grows as well. So we do not have to employ four times more employees. Everything simply goes faster.
Tak to rychleji to cejpá se nářit.
The Czech economy has been doing very well in the past few years. It may be slowing now, but the real average income is still growing. Unemployment is low. This is welcome news for the country as a whole and for gingerbread producers no less.
Jo, rozhodně. Ta křivka je teď zestupná. Je to hodně odvislý od toho, jakým způsobem běží hospodářství.
Our production is now on a steeply climbing curve. Of course, it always depends on how the rest of the economy is doing. Our gingerbread is not meant for everyday consumption. It is not a necessity, rather a luxury.
Je tam určitá přidaná hodnota. To znamená, že V době, když je boom, tak prostě se nám daří.
Our products have a large portion of added value, so we're doing drastically better during a boom and on the other hand are quite vulnerable during a recession.
Kdyby byla třeba recese hospodářská.
Nevertheless, the famous gingerbread products from Pardubice have survived all economic and social upheavals. Since 2008, they enjoy a special European-wide status.
My tady vyrábíme perník zdobený hlavně. Jsme manufaktura, která má...
We specialize in manually decorated gingerbread. The dough we use was recognized by the European Union and has the status of protected geographic indication label in the member states. This is important. Very few products have been awarded this status.
Takže je to určitě známka toho, že ta výroba tady měla tradici a že tady pořád.
In a way, it shows that European countries recognize the historical tradition of gingerbread production in Pardubice and the fact that it continues to this day.
Tradici a že tady pořád existuje.
Přišli jsme na Česvě malí, u pánu šlechetnému. Jeho se dáru rádu jít, jsme dle biskupa svému.
By recognizing the Pardubice gingerbread, the European Union confirmed its unique historical status.
Úplně původně se ten perník k nám dostal z Německa ve středověku, potom se dostal do Prahy, kde...
Originally, gingerbread came to the Czech lands in the Middle Ages from Germany. Bakers who specialized in sweet products were called caletnáři. In Prague, they worked near the Old Town Square, and that is how Caletna Street got its name. Gingerbread was quite a luxury product then. It was only under the rule of the Czech king and Roman Emperor Charles IV that the production on a larger scale started.
A potom ve středověku vlastně ten cech získal i tady v Pardubicích Wilhelm z Bernsteina, který ho...
After some time, our local aristocrat William of Bernstein recognized the gingerbread guild in Pardubice in eastern Bohemia and thus started the tradition in the town in the 15th and 16th centuries. The real fame of Pardubický perník, however, came later at the turn of the 19th and 20th centuries, when the production became industrialized and several gingerbread companies were founded here.
Když jsme žádali o to chráněné zeměpisné označení, že by tradičně měl být přidávaný třeba merunkový džem.
When we applied for the protected geographic indication label, we had to show that our recipe is special. Few people know, for example, that apricot marmalade has to be added to the dough. We all have to adhere to the same general rules, but of course each gingerbread maker keeps some production procedures secret.
Platí, že když dva dělají totéž, není to vždy totéž.
Like in any other trade, even if two people are doing the same thing, the result is not necessarily the same. If you get, say, a Vienna schnitzel in Prague, it will not be the same as in Vienna. And the same thing applies to Pardubice gingerbread.
Řízek tak prostě bude jiný, než když se ho dáte třeba v Praze. Jen. Tak tady jsme ve výrobě, tady ty perníčky pečeme.
This is our production. We first bake the gingerbread and let it cool in these big plastic boxes, and then the decoration starts. So here you can see we are preparing a batch for the Czech Ministry of Transport. They'll be getting little gingerbread railway engines.
Takže to jsou mašinky.
Back in the main workshop, it is hard to miss that all the workers I can see are women.
Je to tak, veškerý kolektiv, musím říct teda, že jsme genderově nevyvážený v tomhle.
You're right. I have to admit that we are not gender balanced. All our employees are women. It usually takes quite a long time to learn the craft. You could compare it to the other trades that require discipline and slow manual work, such as tailors. You have to have a lot of patience and pay attention to detail. Traditionally, gingerbread baking and decorating have always been predominantly a female craft. I think our workers would be surprised and even shocked if I brought a young male among them to learn the trade.
One thing is for sure. Gingerbread and its production in Pardubice survived not only economic upheavals, but wars and totalitarian regimes that regarded family craft traditions as something like a relic of the past.
Já si myslím, že se to dědilo a myslím, že...
The trade was inherited within families and most of the gingerbread producing companies survived under communism. Even though they became nominally state property, gingerbread families kept the tradition alive. People simply inherited the recipes from one generation to another.
Spíš o to, jestli člověk má na to talent a baví ho to, protože ne vždy platí.
What matters most is whether the people who work for us have a talent for the job they are doing. Formal training is, frankly speaking, in our experience, secondary. Some people who are trained bakers do not necessarily have to be skillful in decorating the gingerbread.
Protože ne vždy platí, že vyučený cukrář nebo vyučená cukrářka musí nutně umět ten perník dekorovat.
Luckily, there have always been enough talented workers to keep the gingerbread traditions alive. Like the ancient Christmas carols, the craft survived centuries. The Industrial Revolution in the 19th century, if anything, made it stronger and helped to develop this famous Pardubice product into a powerful export article. Even the communists in the 20th century, so hostile to anything connected with religion, Christmas customs, and the old ways of life, seemed to have been enchanted by the sweet-smelling festive atmosphere it helps to create. And now, in the 21st century culture of consumerism, European institutions recognize that it is something unique, special, and worth preserving. So there is no need to fear that the famous decorated gingerbread of Pardubice will be missing on Christmas trees, not just in the Czech Republic, but in the wider world. From Eastern Bohemia, Vít Pohanka, Radio Prague International.